Happy September! This is Jan Bratt, and this is my September Hedgegram. When I was little, I wanted to be a children's book illustrator more than anything in the world. I was grateful about any information about my chosen field. I hope that by describing what's going on in my illustrator's life, it will give you an idea about my profession. As always, at the end of the summer, I'm feeling panicky about my book projects, in this case, my turtle story, Mossy. Each book starts with the highest hopes of excitement. It'll be my best book ever, I think. What fun to do such interesting borders, I say to myself. Once working, all the technical challenges appear, and there's never any quick fix. At some point in my book's progress, I get familiar with the characters and setting, and it feels more comfortable. I have found Mossy pretty hard to draw in the sense that she must look like she has emotions. I have some photos of very spirited and personality-filled turtles, so I look them over from time to time for inspiration. I was reluctant to buy my own Eastern box turtle because I don't think I could provide a home that a turtle would enjoy. I move from Eastern to Western Massachusetts every summer, and that creates a problem too, since we have a lot of predators around and near our lake. I did send away for a beautiful small terrarium to make a moss garden that is modeled after the Edwardian terrariums in the early 1900s, which were all the rage. We have had a lot of rain from Hurricane Irene, so I'm eager to find some different varieties of moss to put in it. Usually after a storm, I'll find moss that has naturally peeled away from rocky outcrops, and I take samples from the moss. Even though I'm struggling with technology, I have put my iPhone to good use, taking it with me when I trail run and taking pictures of some of the beautiful ground covers and plants that grow on the forest floor. In 2 months, I'll be going on our specially decorated tour bus all across the country to promote Home for Christmas. I'm planning to bring the giant moose antler on the tour my friends Elof and Gudrun found in Sweden. I was there when Elof found it, but I did not see it first. I was too busy looking for the capercaillie birds that can be seen walking majestically through the forest. They are quite large, like a small turkey. We had taken our rented SUV to quite a remote area, and the gravel road got mushy during the spring thaw. We almost got stuck. I remember thinking I might have to use my long-distance running skills to get help. But all of my getting lost abilities might have worked against me. Just feeling the surface of the antler reminds me of Kiruna, Sweden, and takes me back there in my imagination. I've been preparing for the book tour. We send out invitations to people who have written to us. I prepare a talk that I can give in the bookstores, and I assemble clothes that will make me look at home in front of the backdrop we bring with us. The backdrop is a page from my book that shows the Swedish landscape, and it's great to take photos in front of. The Night Before Christmas by Clement Moore, that I illustrated in 1998, will be republished with a fantastic musical version on a DVD. The Boston Pops is playing the music. It is one of those pieces that transport you to a magical place. Jim Dale, the renowned actor, is the narrator. Usually at my stops at bookstores, I do a drawing and make it into a mini art lesson. I haven't decided whether to do a moose from Home for Christmas or a reindeer from The Night Before Christmas. Lastly, I have to do some thinking. I will speak to a lot of journalists and newspapers that serve the many towns and cities I will stop at. I know they'll ask, why do you illustrate Christmas books so often? So far, I have illustrated or written The 12 Days of Christmas, Christmas Trolls, The Night Before Christmas, Who's That Knocking on Christmas Eve, and Home for Christmas. 5 books! I don't have one good answer, just a lot of little ones. The stories make me feel connected to my childhood when Christmas seemed truly magical. I love being with family, and the times I was separated from loved ones were very emotional. I love snow. I love Christmas cookies. They are like little canvases. I love Christmas music. I love tradition. Our family often spends Christmas time skiing, and sometimes we still do. The feeling of flying over the snow still feels wonderful. I love sitting in front of the fire and smelling the woolen mittens and socks steam as they dry. It's a great excuse to wear my handmade Norwegian sweaters. Best of all, It's making time to read a favorite Christmas book. Now that I think of it, I haven't even scratched the surface of all the reasons I like Christmas and why, also, all sorts of adventures seem to burst out of the experience. Before I go on my book tour, I also want to do a rough draft of next year's book, The Turnip, set in Russia. My hand usually is too tired to paint on the book tour, and the ride is too bumpy, but I can work on my story. It's funny, no matter what I'm doing, there's always some way I can work on my books. Happy creating and good luck with your own story. Your friend, Jan Brett.